This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A mass COVID-19 vaccine drive began Sunday in Europe. Pensioners and medics were the first lining up to get the shots and begin the end of the pandemic that has crippled economies and taken lives around the world. The European region of 450 million people is trying to catch up with the United States and Britain, which have started vaccinations within the last couple weeks. The European Union is due to receive 12.5 million doses by the end of the year, enough to vaccinate more than 6 million people based on the two-dose regimen. The companies are scrambling to meet global demand and aim to make 1.3 billion shots next year. South Africa's health ministry said the total number of coronavirus infections crossed 1 million on Sunday. That's since the country's first case in March. The grim milestone comes just 9 days after the country, the worst hit in the continent, reported 900,000 cases. U.S. President Donald Trump failed to sign a critical funding and pandemic relief package over the weekend. That means increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections expired on Sunday. The president has sharply criticized the legislation earlier last week and on Saturday indicated his continued objections to it. He reiterated on Twitter and last week that he believes most Americans should be given $2,000 rather than the $600 designated that is currently in the bill. President Trump's support for the larger checks has been seen as a rebuke to members of his own Republican Party. This is VOA News. U.S. investigators have named a person of interest in connection with an explosion in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, on Christmas morning. They are investigating a 63-year-old man named Anthony Warner in connection with the Christmas dawn explosion that rocked the commercial and tourist district. Saturday, investigators searched Warner's home in the suburb of Antioch, about 18 kilometers from the blast site. One theory being explored is that an AT&T communications building was targeted because the recreational vehicle was parked near it before the bomb went off. Communications were affected in several states as a result of the blast, although much of the service was restored by Sunday afternoon. Gunfire as scare tactics did not keep Central African Republic residents from turning out in huge numbers to vote in the presidential and legislative elections on Sunday. That's according to the head of the UN mission. Rebel groups hostile to President Faustin Archange Touadera have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, including former President François Bozize. Touadera is seeking a second term. The incumbent is considered the favorite in the field of 17 candidates. Vote counting began on Sunday and full provisional results are expected by the end of the week. The election will go to a second round if no candidate receives more than 50% of the vote. Niger began counting votes from an election that's expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. Results are expected in the coming days. A smooth handover would be a rare bright spot for a country that has seen four coups since gaining independence from France in 1960. Niger is also blighted by poverty and Islamist violence that has killed hundreds of civilians and soldiers in the last year alone. Across the U.S., Native American tribes are working to protect their oldest members from the coronavirus, but the effort is about more than just protecting lives. It's also about preserving culture. Tribal elders serve as honored links to the past and often possess unique knowledge of language, history, and culture. That knowledge is all the more valuable because tribes often pass down their traditions orally. Tribal groups are distributing protective gear, delivering meals, and racing to obtain vaccines for their eldest generations. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.